847 55 KRC, the talk station. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. I'm having a wonderful day today. I am pleased to welcome, as I always am, one of the great physicians from UC Health, Dr. Kevin Grimes, general surgeon and a specialist in, I guess, gastric disorders and gastric problems. Welcome. It's a pleasure to have you in studio.
Pleasure to be here.
How long have you been involved with, or been a surgeon?
So I've been in training to be a surgeon for over a decade, been in practice for about the past 4 years.
Okay, and stomach problems, generally speaking, that involve surgery. Sounds like pretty strong stuff there. Only surgical procedure I've ever had, appendectomy. General surgeon, no problem, got in and out. But you're talking about far more complicated issues here.
Yeah, so we're talking about things like slow stomach emptying, trouble swallowing, people who have bad gastroesophageal reflux, or even types of a hernia where the stomach gets sucked up through the diaphragm into the chest. Those would be the types of surgeries that I would do.
What swallowing? That's related to your gastrointestinal system, problems with swallowing?
Absolutely can be. There are a number of disorders of the esophagus where either the esophagus doesn't squeeze strongly enough to push the food through, or the muscle that connects the esophagus to the stomach doesn't relax appropriately.
And you can correct that surgically?
We can. We can do that surgically. Classically, we would do it with in the old days with an open surgery. More recently, starting in about the 90s or early 2000s, with the laparoscopic surgery with the small incisions. And then actually much more recently, we can do a lot of that with an endoscope. Similar to when you have a colonoscopy, we just drive the camera down through the mouth, and we can do that in a scarless fashion.
Wow. What a dramatic improvement over the old days. I think of the contrast. I mean, I go back to my appendectomy just because of my personal experience. Three tiny little holes.
Sure.
And you can't see them anymore. They're all gone. It's been about 10 years. Contrast with my friend who had the same surgery 15 years earlier, but was in his college age. Got a big old scar, and he had a long time to recuperate. So what you're telling me is no scarring, and therefore the recuperation time is going to be dramatically reduced.
Absolutely. So when we do the procedure for swallowing disorders, generally the patients would stay in the hospital for one night, check to make sure that everything's going okay the next day. They usually will eat and drink the very next day after the procedure and go home that same evening.
So I can imagine this is all driven to improve patient comfort, and of course rehabilitation times get shortened. This is also a tremendous advantage from a cost standpoint because less likelihood of infection, a shorter hospital stay, shorter recovery time. This is all good news.
Absolutely. The less time you spend in the hospital, obviously, the better. But you're absolutely right. The more sort of minimally invasive that we go, the faster patients can go back to their normal activities. They can go back to exercising, running, walking, climbing. They can go back to work earlier.
Now, what is the most common form of stomach disorder that is treated, and I'll just use the term surgically generally, but knowing you have these wonderful new procedures to do it, but what are most people struggling with that you deal with?
So probably the most common one is going to be gastroesophageal reflux, the cause of heartburn. So the procedure that we historically would do for that is wrapping part of the stomach around the distal part, the bottom part of the esophagus, and that helps to reinforce things to keep the acid from refluxing back up.
Is there something we do to ourselves that causes acid reflux? Like self-abuse is the basis for so many medical conditions. Like I'm just wondering if people are starting to struggle with acid reflux, and is it possible that there is a form of either diet modification or lifestyle modification or physical therapy that you could avoid surgery, get ahead of the problem?
So one of the causes is hiatal hernia, which is where the stomach goes back up into the chest. That, unfortunately, is nothing that people do or don't do. It's just one of those things that you develop a hernia in your diaphragm the same way that people can develop hernias in their belly button or in their groin. That usually would have to be surgically corrected. But there are other causes. For example, significant weight gain can loosen that area and cause more reflux, so often weight loss can help. And then there are what we call trigger foods that will cause heartburn-type symptoms, and those generally are going to be acidic foods like citrus juices, tomato sauce, caffeine. So unfortunately, the coffee and the tea and then alcohol also can loosen that area.
Okay. So if you've been diagnosed with this problem and surgery is recommended, can you, after surgery, end up going back to those things? Or are you always plagued with having to give up the alcohol, caffeine, and all those other wonderful items?
Sure. So you don't have to give up everything forever. When you do have acid reflux, even before surgery, it's just a matter of how much it's worth it to you. If you know that it's going to give you heartburn, maybe it's worth it, maybe it isn't. But certainly after surgery, once that's been corrected, most people are able to go back to eating regular foods and drinking anything they like.
All right. So that's acid reflux. And in the biggest numbers of cases you see beyond acid reflux, I guess I'm looking for ways that my listeners can, I better go in and see a doctor. Stomach problems, generally speaking, and again, is there anything we can generally do to protect ourselves or take better care of ourselves to avoid problems?
So another type of stomach problem is what we call gastroparesis, which is slow stomach emptying. This is very common in patients who have had stomach surgery because the nerves can get disrupted, but also in patients with diabetes because the high blood sugars also can affect those nerves. So it's a condition that's actually fairly common in people who have had diabetes, usually for about 5 to 10 years or more.
And slow stomach emptying, does that cause you to get bound up? I guess I'm wondering how that manifests itself as a symptom.
Sure. So mainly it's going to be early satiety, feeling full. It's going to be nausea, sometimes upper abdominal pain, and it's going to be vomiting of food that has been eaten sometimes 8 or 10 or 24 hours previously, that the food has just been sitting in the stomach.
Oh, my word. And you fix that surgically?
So we can. Again, it's one of those that we can fix surgically. Historically, we have gone in, previously with an open incision, the big one that you were talking about, to basically cut the muscle between the stomach and the small intestine. But that's another one that now we can do with the endoscope. And so we can do that in a scarless fashion as well.
And what's the recovery time for that now?
So the recovery time on that actually is that most patients are able to go home either the same day or the next morning.
Holy cow. That is absolutely amazing. That's what's going on at UC Health, folks. They are the best. 475-8787. You can schedule an appointment with the general surgeon at UC Health. Get your problem diagnosed and probably fixed really well. Fascinating discussion, doctor. It's been a real pleasure having you in the studio, and I appreciate what you do. And just to let my listeners know, Kevin Grimes, you train other physicians in these practices. You're the surgeon that trains surgeons.
I do. So I lecture nationally at some of the subspecialty conferences. And then I also travel to other hospitals around the country in order to what we call proctor other surgeons who are trying to learn these procedures.
Very impressive. I appreciate what you do for your patients. I appreciate what UC Health is doing. And it's a cut above over at UC Health. They're doing the right thing for the for the people and come up with these great procedures that get you in and out the door, problem solved. Doctor, thank you for spending time with my listeners and me in the studio and enlightening us on this surgery techniques and the state of the art for gastric problems. UC Health, again, I'll give you the number 475-8787. Tune in tomorrow. We've got Congressman Brad Wenstrup and Judge Anna Napolitano. Don't go away. Glenn Beck's next.